Sumner Williams, the purchasing agent. I am having a bowling alley and four mahjong tables installed in the purchasing department to keep the buyers occupied. Life would be very pleasant for us if somebody in western Texas or northern Michigan didn't sell a phonograph every month or so. When that happens, we have to send down to the hardware store for another wheelbarrow load of supplies. As fast as some dealers get a phonograph, they sell it. But others, thank God, are more considerate. When they sell anything, they take a nice long rest for fear of overstocking the community. What we really need are conscientious men with scruples against selling anything at all. It's time now for my afternoon nap. Don't wake me up.
This is Charlie North speaking, manager of Phonograph Manufacturing. These other fellows who have been shouting about records, but they'd all be sleeping in the park if I didn't build good phonographs to play the records. My gang wants work. The backyard full of mahogany. Shoot us some orders.
This is Gene Stewart speaking. You know what they say about the credit man. All right, that's me. I'm sure of my money on time, and my advice to you is to do the same. A good dealer keeps one eye on his inventory and the other on his collection.
This is John Sherman speaking. I look after your phonograph service and complaints. We expect to get even better service next year. I was told to say that. Now I'll tell you the truth. I'm the guy that gets the devil from you for all the mistakes these other fellows make. But it's not your fault, and I'll do my darnest to see that you are taken care of.
This is Walter Huebner speaking, accounting department manager. I'm the popular guy who sends out the bill. Everybody is glad to hear from me. Next year, I'll try to get the bills out more promptly. Be sure to keep if you don't get them on time.
This is Varley speaking, manager of the Commission Man plan, the best little plan ever conceived for selling Edison phonographs. If you are a canvassing dealer, you are eligible for the plan, and one of my men will soon call on you if he has not already done so. If you are not a canvassing dealer, you had better get busy, get a canvasser, and get on this eligible list.
This is Charles Edison speaking, chairman of the board of directors. It has been almost 50 years since Mr. Edison handed John Cruzy a rough sketch and said to him, "Cruzy, make this." It was the phonograph. That night saw also the beginning of a ceaseless striving for greater perfection in product and organization, of toil and effort unbroken through the intervening years. Who knows what greater reward lies just around the corner of our sight? The midnight oil still burns in the Edison laboratory. The product that has survived the commercial storms of nearly half a century can face the future with unflinching confidence. And so, a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you all. And here is my promise of the best that is in me to help you make it just that.
This is Thomas A. Edison speaking. I've seen that they do what they say. I would sing for you, but my voice sounds like a collection horn. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.